Within the bracha of Kibbutz Galiots, of davening that all the Jews should come home to Eretz Yisrael, there are slightly different neschais, neschashkas, and neschachsva. I'd say it a little bit differently. Kapsini yachad me'abra kamfis aretz la'aretzenu. Whether the word la'aretzenu to our land is necessary or superfluous. In the neschachsvad, it's said. In the neschashkas, it's not. The idea is certainly there. We're being brought back from the Arba Kanfei Sa'aretz, from the four corners of the earth, to our land. Shem Mishmul says, why is Eretz called an Eretz? Sheratzos Alaseis Utsein Kaina. Because it wants, desires, to do the will of its creator. The land has a desire. That's Eretz Yisrael. Is actually Ratzon Shel Yisrael, the desire of the Jewish people. Eretz Ha'amim, Galus, that's the desire of the nations of the world. One is Kedusha, one is the opposite. Eretz, it's the same word as Larutz. Arutz means I run. Running, desire, you run to what your desires are. That's Eretz Yisrael. Is essentially the place in the world where we can align our will with Hashem's will. And in fact, the Sfas Emes says that the essence of Eretz Yisrael is Gavoya, Me'al Gavoya. It's a spiritually high place. And then he says something so powerful. It's in Parshas Masseh, Tafresh Memtes. Kfi Avodas B'nei Yisrael B'Nafshesam. Kach mizgala lehem kedushas Eretz Yisrael yaisa v'yaisa. According to the spiritual level of the Jewish people, so too do we have the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael revealed to us. In fact, the Gemara calls it Eretz Tzvi. It's a land that expands. The simple understanding of that is that the land is a flexible space and there's always space in Eretz Yisrael to contain the Jewish people. It grows. In the 1920s and the 1930s, when the British were looking to divide up Eretz Yisrael, maximum 100,000 people. 100,000 more Jews, whatever it is. They never dreamed we could have 7 million Jews home in Eretz Yisrael. That's Eretz Tzvi, and there's plenty room for everyone. Plenty room for everyone. But the idea of Eretz Yisrael expanding is not just that Eretz Yisrael makes space for every Jew. Is it that which Eretz Yisrael actually is? It expands, becomes bigger, becomes more understandable, more appreciated, more evident, more manifest, according to the spiritual level of the Jewish people. So it's a land whose physical qualities expand, so to speak, and spiritual qualities expand too, according to the level the Jewish people are on. So it's a land that expresses desire. In fact, we make a beautiful bracha on Shabbos after the Haftarah, and at every wedding, Mesameach Tzion Bevanecha. It's a land that becomes happy with its children. What makes Eretz Yisrael happy? Its children. I remember Simcha and Smicha related to each other, flourishing, growing. Eretz Yisrael grows with us. It grows with us numerically as we grow, so it has the capacity to include more people within it. But also, its holiness is revealed as we grow too. There's a symbiotic relationship between the people and the land, on a physical level, on a spiritual level, depending on where the Jewish people are holding.